This press conference extra, another midweek press conference extra. I'm joined again by Neil Atkinson and Mike Bancole to talk about Liverpool's, I was going to say UEFA again, Europa League group fixture against Leeds coming up tomorrow. Wasn't the broadest press conference ever from Jürgen there. I think it was possibly the shortest one I've seen him do since he's been at Liverpool. But, you know, he made a couple of good points, which you're going to dig into. But he started with talking about the opponents to lose coming over. Liverpool, heavy favourites for the game, Neil. But, you know, to lose in the league, they're not doing too great. They got a 1-1 draw with PSG. But he talked about their style and he acknowledged that they'd adapted it for the PSG game. But they're a team that goes for it, which should suit Liverpool to the ground.
Yeah, it should suit Liverpool. But there's the possibility of being caught cold. And it's worth pointing that out, that Liverpool, I think, need to start this one well. And we've talked about that in the context of a number of other fixtures this season. And Liverpool haven't started some of them well. You know, it's worth pointing that out. So I'm quite, you know, where the manager's concerned here, I think he'll be emphasising that to them. And I think they'll, to lose themselves, the thing I did the pre-match warm-up, and the thing that I think, you know, I would like to have said, and it only occurred to me afterwards, is it's worth saying that this is the biggest game of these footballers' lives, and that's going to be our reality in the Europa League, arguably, until we get to the last eight. I think that, you know, realistically, a lot of the time, this is going to be the biggest occasion the footballers that we're facing have ever had. Home and away, you know, biggest away game they've ever had, and then biggest home game they've ever had. Biggest opportunity to impress their own fans. So, you know, listen, some of them will be overawed by it because they're young footballers. Some of them will be left in a situation where they're finding it a little bit tricky. But others will find themselves, I think, rising to the occasion. And if all of that can come together, then I think that, you know, Toulouse are capable of putting certainly a big period, possibly at the start of both halves in. So I think the manager will be clear about that, and he'll want Liverpool to ensure that that doesn't happen, because I think that the manager, we've got two games of evidence now, and I think this will be the third game where the manager will say he's taking it seriously, and I've got no doubt he is. He says they want to win the competition. I've got no doubt they do. But I think that there's a little thing where he is using these games as a level above a good training session. But to do that, you've got to make sure that the game is not in doubt. The last thing Liverpool actually wants is a football match breaking out. They want to play well enough to turn it into a training session and keep it in that state. And that sounds unbelievably arrogant, but that's the nature of top-level football sometimes.